This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. One of the interesting things that came out of the Rural Life Survey we're talking about all week is how closely tied the dairy industry is to Vermont's self-image. Dairy is a cultural touchstone, but it's an industry in decline. Joining us now to talk about what he's found in his extensive reporting on this issue is VPR's John Dillon. John, hi.
Hi, Jane.
So give us the big picture here. Vermonters really value the working landscape and feel a particular connection to dairy. Were you surprised by the numbers in our poll?
I was a bit. I mean, we found 97% or 93% thought dairy was important or very important to the image of the state, the sense of Vermont. And I thought that might be a little lower because of the pollution problems associated with farms, phosphorus in Lake Champlain, for example. So I thought public opinion might reflect some of that concern. But I think people know that dairy farming, despite this downside, has shaped the landscape and ethos of Vermont. It's part of our state character. It's on the state seal. So it's important to people.
And yet, we know that a lot of farms have gone out of business in recent years and that this is an industry that's really struggling.
It is. It's really tough out there. There's been 5 years of low milk prices. It's really hard on farms right now. Most of them are earning less than what it costs for them to produce the milk. But they're locked into this commodity pricing system, which, because of overproduction in other parts of the country, has kept prices low. And that's happening even as dairy is just this huge piece still of the Vermont ag economy. It's 70% of ag sales, about $1 billion a year. But we're down to about 673 farms. When I started reporting on this in the late 80s, early 90s, I think there were 2,500 or 3,000 farms in the state, dairy farms. So it's in serious decline.
Can you take us to one farm that you've been visiting? You're profiling farms, and we're going to hear more about that in the next few weeks and months, but take us to one.
Yeah, the farmers I talked to showed amazing resilience. And one guy in particular, he's 27 years old. His name's Travis Tremblay. He's up in Enosburg, and he's working second shift at a cheese factory. But he's always wanted to farm. It's just his passion. And so to make this work, he keeps his farm at a neighboring barn, and he works. He goes to work. First he milks in the morning, goes to work, comes back, and milks around midnight. Here's how he explained why and how he does it.
When it comes down to it in your life, you got to do what you want to do. And if I'm not going to be doing this and I'm just going to be sitting, you know, at my plain old job and, you know, not have a fireman at home, I'm going to think the whole time, you know, I wish I was fireman. So I'd rather live it, you know, even if it means doing it the hard way, and, you know, I'm still living it, so.
So he's really pursuing what he wants to do despite, you know, low milk checks and these incredibly long hours. And the farm he works on, it's the Riverside Farm in Enosburg, and that belongs to Philip Parent. And he's farmed there for 37 years. It's his father's place, his grandfather, his uncles. They all farmed in the area. And he wanted to pass this down to his son, but his son moved away to South Carolina this summer for a better job, and Parent, you know, he planned to wind down, but it didn't happen because Travis needed a place and Phil didn't want to give it up. So they've teamed up and they're making it work. You know, Phil is now kind of Travis's helper in a way. He's not actually doing the milking. He's sort of following Travis's lead with the cows. But Phil is clearly troubled that his 3 decades of hard work have left him and his family in such tough shape.
We all have value, you know. And to me, that has been thrown under the, you know, bus. And we need to embrace that in society. We all have a value, you know. And I like to think what I did, it had some value. I wish we could have gotten rewarded financially for it, you know.
You know, it's really interesting, John, to hear those two voices, the younger generation, the older generation. So if dairy is in such bad shape, what can the state do to help?
I talked to Ag Secretary Anton Tebbets about that yesterday, and he mentioned some different initiatives, including a big grant the state got that's going to help farmers find new products and new markets. But that's not really the answer, I don't think, for these farmers who are making commodity milk. There's just too much of that. There's too much milk, not enough people wanting it. So Tebbutt says the biggest change the state can push for is a national supply management system that would try to balance supply and demand. It would be a big change in the pricing structure, but he says it has to happen.
We know this has to be done at a national level. Vermont cannot go it alone. That's why we're building partnerships in Wisconsin and California, the Vermont Farm Bureau, one by one, more embracing a supply management system.
All right, so supply management system is what our ag secretary says is needed. What about other kinds of dairy? I mean, we think a lot about organic and grass-fed and value-added and other ways to sort of prop up the dairy industry.
Yeah, those will help. They have helped and are helping some farms who can adapt to that niche. But in terms of sales, organic is nowhere near the big commodity market. And organic itself is facing many of the same pressures. I interviewed the farmer of the year, the couple in Cabot, Jennifer and Morgan Goodrich, who through hard work and perseverance and big loans are making it work. They have a robotic milker and they're just, they are successful, but it's not the answer for everybody. And as I said, it's facing the same pressures that the conventional market is.
So if not that, where do you see the future going?
You know, I think it's really tough out there. I think we're seeing the end of a generation of farmers. The average age is 55 years old. So people like Phil Parent and Enosburg are getting up there, and there may not be the next generation on every farm to take over. And, you know, if they can make it work, they'll try. But it's a big if at current prices. So I do see a continuing decline in farm numbers. I go around the state. I see more and more fields growing up to goldenrod, just fallow. And we've seen huge shifts in agriculture before. In the 1800s, sheep farming went away, and maybe dairy is going through that transition. And I'm frankly not sure what will or can replace it on that scale.
Well, interesting then to see how many Vermonters support the idea of dairy, even if the industry itself is, not sustainable for many farmers. So we've got like 20 seconds, John. What are you going to do next in your reporting?
Well, I want to look more at the environmental challenges and the labor challenges. As you know, many farms have turned to migrant labor, and that has a whole slew of issues all on its own.
All right. Well, we will look forward to that reporting. That's VPR's John Dillon. John, thanks.
Thank you very much, Jane.
You can hear John Dillon's story online at thislandvt.org. That wraps in a lot of what we've been talking about today. And John has also been working with a team at Vermont PBS to produce a short video series on the future of farming. They've visited with two of the farm families to hear firsthand the challenges and opportunities for dairy in Vermont. That series begins on Vermont PBS November 18th.